Chapter 126. Why don't we ever do something Dorian likes? Oh, here we go, Sarah mutters, falling back and moving around to Blackwall's other side. Blackwall snorts out what could be a laugh, or maybe even a disgruntled sigh, as Dorian pulls his horse up to match the trot of the Inquisitor's stag. We go fight dragons because you and the Iron Bull have a strange competition going on, Dorian says. We go to the middle of nowhere in order to find ancient artifacts that your Haren dreams into existence. We go prank various people of import for Sarah and her Jennies. And don't even get me started on how you and Cole go prancing about collecting things. I thought you liked coming with us as we prance about, Llewellyn says, humming a little as Dorian continues to rant. But what about Dorian? You drag Dorian off to the middle of the desert to burn, and then decide to cool us down by throwing us into the middle of the Frostbacks or the Empires. And when you think it can't get any worse, bogs. When is it Dorian's turn to have fun? When is it Dorian's turn to stay home with a nice glass of wine? More like a tankard of wine, Sarah whispers, and Blackwall coughs into his fist. Llewellyn continues to hum, and Dorian continues to rant. You know it's bad when he gets into the third person, Sarah says. Don't know how she stands it. I'd have pushed him off a cliff or something.
She's better than all of us combined, Blackwall says. A true saint.
Dorian's going to set her on fire, and then she'd be a real saint. Dorian takes a deep breath to continue, and Llewellyn cuts in, smooth and beautiful like Vivian or Josephine. But you come with me anyway, even when I can bring Solas or Vivian along instead, she says. And even when I tell you to stay behind, you come along anyway, unless you have something very important to do. And you always like it when we go to new places, and you like it when we fight Venatori. Sarah and Blackwall look between Llewellyn and Dorian, who's glaring at the side of her head. Exploitation of our friendship, Dorian says. Bullied me into using my influence to let you send terrible passive-aggressive messages and gifts to people you didn't like, Llewellyn replies. That was for your own good, Dorian protests. Llewellyn turns and smiles at him. You know you volunteered for all of this. You don't have a contract or anything. The lack of hazard pay is incredibly draining on my accounts. Llewellyn's smile practically glows. You're still here. Exploitation of our friendship, Dorian repeats, attempting to kick her. Llewellyn laughs and urges her stag out of a trot into a gallop. And now you're running away. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. Blackwall looks mostly skeptical as Llewellyn tries to guide him over to the... what was it called? The bog unicorn? He has one of those thingies, a flag you shems like to attach to your mounts. It's half-rotten and decayed and a strange color that's somewhere between brown and green. I think he might have been a noble's horse.
It'd explain the sword, Krem says, from where he's leaning against the side of the wooden fence of Haven's stables.
You have a very noble air about you. Bull agrees. So we think it would probably be best if you rode him. Don't worry, he's very gentle and sweet. Llewellyn tugs on Blackwall's arm and then whistles, low and long. The bog unicorn trots out of the stables, eerily quiet, and the various hearts and horses she's accumulated part for him, except for Llewellyn's personal stag, who stomps his hindquarters and tosses his head in a way that makes Blackwall think of Cassandra whenever someone makes a pun in her presence. Llewellyn coos and pets the unicorn's muzzle as it carefully noses at her. Blackwall eyes the sword. The unicorn does have a crest of some sort emblazoned on its gear, but time and dirt and whatever turned the unicorn into, well, the bog unicorn, have made it illegible.
I'm rather fond of the forder Master Dennett has lent out to me, Blackwall says. It's a lie. The forder is a little rough for his tastes, and was probably trained for archery or long-distance fighting. Not the fastest horse, either, though she's very strong and rather tough. He has a distinct feeling that the horse was retired and borrowed from some noble along the way.
We have to return the forder to her owners, Llewellyn replies. Also, I think the bog unicorn likes you. He has that look in his eye.
The bog unicorn doesn't have eyes. Blackwall breathes. If it's as you will it, I suppose I can't say no.
I'm not sure what my will has to do with anything, but I do want the two of you to become good friends, she says,
and Krem is laughing at him behind her back.
That prick. You two remind me of each other.
She's gone, Leliana says. And so is the dunce, thank every power above, Morrigan adds in, narrowing her eyes at a wine bottle. This is terrible. You've gotten spoilt by court, Leliana replies. You used to like this. You used to have taste, Morrigan replies, opening the bottle and pouring anyway. Cullen and Josephine look between them, and Cullen is fairly certain that there are identical looks of horror on both their faces. You mean to tell me, Cullen says, and his voice sounds incredibly faint, that we have lost not only the Inquisitor, but also... Cullen can't actually finish that sentence. His voice does a strange click. Josephine finishes for him, sounding a touch more wrathful and panicked than he does. The King of Ferelden? We haven't lost them, Leliana says. They simply aren't in the castle's walls any longer, Morrigan says. They are beyond our sight and hearing, and our headaches. Don't worry, they have dogs with them. Cullen feels a little weak-kneed. Maker. Josephine snatches the wine glass Leliana was reaching for and downs it in one gulp. Cullen sits down on a crate and puts his head into his hands. I'm a terrible Ferelden, Cullen groans. Leliana laughs. Morrigan titters. He helped slay an archdemon, Morrigan said. He's inept, but he's not that awful. Though I am sure age has slowed him down some. No, he still keeps fit, Leliana says. He has to, what with Surana. Morrigan snorts. I suppose she wouldn't stand for it if he did fall out of sorts and was unable to keep up. Good for her, I suppose. Josephine is pacing. We've lost two of the most famous and influential people in all of Southern Thedas. One of them, Morrigan corrects, and Alistair. I lost my king, Cullen says. I lost my Inquisitor. Leliana holds out the entire wine bottle to him. I think you need this more. Cullen takes a drink. She was right. This is terrible. You were supposed to be the one with class. I take it back. Leliana pulls the bottle away from him. You don't need this if you're going to insult me like that. What do we do? Josephine hisses under her breath. What do we do? There's always the spirit. What's his name? Morrigan says.
Cole.
Josephine and Cullen breathe out together.
Cole.
Cullen jumps to his feet and rushes towards the stairs. Josephine sags against the railing. Thank the Maker for Cole.